Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. It's Valentine's. Let's talk about aphrodisiacs, and you guys are all going to want to listen to this one. So, aphrodisiac facts. This is pertinent to your skin and your beauty and your face because, you know, everything that makes you feel sexier makes you look more attractive and brings that pretty flush to the skin. Aphrodisiacs are named after the Greek goddess Aphrodite, the goddess of beauty and love. And these are foods that boost your sexual desires. They have feel-good components. They really enhance some of the bodily sensations that affect the romance system of the body. So what are some foods that are known to be aphrodisiacs, and what do they do? Let's go down a quick list of what you're going to want to have on hand this weekend. Chili peppers. Chili peppers will quicken your pulse, sometimes induce sweating, kind of mimics the state of sexual arousal, and they also stimulate the release of endorphins. They definitely give you that feeling of extra increased pleasure. You can try these sprinkled onto anything that we eat, especially good on pasta. Avocados. Avocados contain high levels of vitamin B9, and that provides the body with more energy. And vitamin B6, did you know that avocados can increase testosterone production with this vitamin B6? And in fact, the Aztec word for avocado is ahuactal, which means testicle. I did not know that. Oysters. We all know that oysters are aphrodisiacs. I don't know why, but now I know. They contain a lot of zinc, and this is a mineral that's so important for production of testosterone and sperm and virility. They also contain dopamine, a brain chemical that increases desire. So that's why we're always hearing about oysters and how they get you going. Figs. Not only do they look kind of sexual, when you cut them in half, they kind of look like testicles a little bit, I guess. But they are also thought to be a sexual stimulant. They're high in amino acids. They boost your sexual stamina and increase your libido. Chocolate contains phenylethylamine, a stimulant that excites you, gives you a sense of well-being. Dark chocolate has antioxidant potential. It's so good for skin and anti-aging. It also causes a spike in dopamine, inducing these lovely feelings of satisfaction and pleasure. Bananas, surprisingly, are very phallic, and they contain bromelain, which is an enzyme that is believed to increase men's sexual drive, as well as lots of nutrients like potassium, riboflavin, and vitamin B, so keeping that energy and stamina up. Definitely think of bananas. Honey is such a really interesting one. In ancient Greece, Hippocrates used to prescribe honey for sexual vigor. Have some honey. This liquid gold contains boron, which helps regulate hormone levels, nitric oxide, which increases blood flow during arousal and helps open up blood vessels, creating better erections and better orgasms in general. I did not know watermelon was on this list. Watermelon is high in citrulline, and that increases the amount of nitric acid in the body, which then increases blood flow and blood vessel relaxation. And everything that makes you relaxed with a feeling of well-being gives you that nice feeling of sexual arousal. Maca, the Incan root that's made into a popular tea and also used in your smoothies, is known as Peru's natural Viagra, and it increases energy, stamina, fertility, and libido. These plants, maca is derived from plant roots, and these are rich in magnesium and fiber, very good for improving stamina and well-being. Strawberries are legendary. Legend has it that strawberries originated from the heart-shaped tears of Aphrodite when she learned of her lover Adonis's death. And these are filled with vitamin C, very important for the production of sex hormones and chemical neurotransmitters in the brain to increase libido. So don't forget chocolate-covered strawberries over Valentine's. One of my favorites is pomegranates. They're full of antioxidants, and they help deliver more blood flow to all areas, including the genitals. And some people think that pomegranate juice may be helpful for erectile dysfunction. I think it's just a super terrific antioxidant. So it's going to anti-age you. It's going to stimulate you to have more blood flow. What could be wrong with that? Cherries contain anthocyanins, which give them their dense red color. Anything super densely colored with bright reds, purples, kind of the spectrum of the rainbow, these foods have powerful antioxidants to reduce inflammation and maintain healthy sex drive. Some things that are not aphrodisiacs that we still might want around for this Valentine's weekend: whipped cream. It's always there in the different lovemaking scenarios, but no aphrodisiacs in that. Microwave popcorn, don't forget, that might lower sperm counts in men. Dairy products can have synthetic hormones, so milk and cheese, make sure you get that from cows that are not having too many hormones, otherwise it can negatively affect your estrogen and testosterone levels. So, with the fun Valentine's month and week ahead, be sure you indulge in some of these delicious aphrodisiacs. They're good for your skin, antioxidants are great for your health, and there's no better time to have some fun this weekend. That's it for now, guys. Stay romantic and beautiful. Love you. Don't forget to find me here on Tuesdays doing a longer podcast, and every Friday, it's a 5-minute Friday. You can find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And my website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my amazing lip plumper and lash treatment. Lips and lashes are on special in February. And lips, the most erogenous zone, one of the most erogenous zones of the body. Definitely, you should get some fuller hydrated lips with our lip plumper. It feels like a syringe of filler. It lasts from 1 to 3 hours. It is amazing with peptides, ceramides, niacinamide, which brings more flushing to the beautiful lips. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.